with war rising over the horizon. It's hard to start writing. Been fighting in the belly of the titan. Tying tourniquets tight in the round of the thigh. My pen floods the pages while the children are crying. I want to put on an iron shirt, chase the devil out of earth. Spit until my tongue and saliva glands burst. But first, I invoke the spirit of the long gone and coming back. Through the song, I am one with that. All see it clean, but it seems as if we're being tricked into believing that which we think we believe in, even if we disagree on who the best MC is. We vibe to the beat as if we're not in agreement. I write to free the love, though freedom hasn't come. I let it ring to leave a message on my answering machine. I see a movement has begun. As soon as we become the true truth seekers down with this Babylon regime. To think you can die in the blink of an eye. I did just to try to test I and I. Been destined to fly, but I'm resting tonight. And one bright morning I will take flight. But until then, I'll be rocking on the M. I see the future dripping out of a pen. Meant to sleep, be the cousin of death. Then every time I blitz, one step closer to my last breath. They said talk is cheap, but war is expensive. I speak cause it's free and these words are my weapon. Don't think for a second, I will not question U.S. foreign policy, imperial aggression. Inventing war for the clutching of the thirst for the oil. Cause money don't trickle down to workers who toil. You see, blood trickle down from the wound to the soil. And broken antennas with aluminum foil be standing on televisions, transmitting propaganda of millionaire senators and your so-called commander-in-chief. Be, I'm telling you, the man is a thief. In his hand, he holds a plan to ban your freedom of speech, to build a pipeline, put Afghanistan on the leash. When it fights back, blame the Taliban for the breach of security in each and every first world country. Where life more distant if you're thirsty, you're hungry. To think you can die in the blink of an eye. I bid you to try to test I and I. Been destined to fly, but I'm resting tonight. And one bright morning I will take flight. But until then, I'll be rocking on the M. I see the future dripping out of a pen. And it's asleep, be the cousin of death. Then every time I glitch, one step closer to my last breath. America romanticized the old war story. Heroes, ammo, guns, blood, guts, and glory. And no wonder the majority wants a war with Iraq. Even if only 15% know where it's at. On a map with our backs against a stockpile of weaponry. Enough to turn the earth into a memory. Except there'll be no one to remember this planet. If it happens, goddammit. If I get drafted today, I swear to God, Jah, Allah, and Yahweh. I'll toss the letter away and I'll pull a Cassius Clay in the military. Minorities divide, the majority surprise. Are you kidding me? The lies rely on brown bodies to fight for white puppet masters. I cannot fathom how the caged bird drinks until he thinks he is free. A critical mass between a heavenly future and a hell of a past now. You can die in the blink of an eye.
Greetings. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 21st, 2015. That was the Blue Scholars, and the song is Blink, teaching us of the wicked hypocrisy of this terrible system of death and destruction. Talking about the state of this system and the perpetuation of warfare and bloodshed on behalf of the wealthy ruling class and ruling families, and how the wicked ruling class and ruling families control our information and cause us to be maneuvered into thinking that we ordinarily would not take part in such thinking if it was not for the manipulation of information and the control of information and the manipulation and control of people. Sisters and brothers, about a week ago, a terrible shooting occurred in Charleston, South Carolina. A Caucasian young man, 21 years old, last name Roof, entered into a black church, in Charleston, South Carolina, the Mother Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopalian Church, a landmark black church, African American church, who this church has stood for freedom for 200 years. This 21-year-old, ignorant, poor working class, Caucasian fella by the last name of Roof entered into this black church, sat down with the parishioners for an hour, and then after going through prayer and Bible study, appearing to desire to join the church, stood up and opened fire on our sisters and our brothers, killing 9, 6 women, I believe it was, and 3 men. One of those men being the pastor of that particular church, and all of those men and women being beautiful human beings, pillars in the community. What caused all of this, sisters and brothers? What is the solution, sisters and brothers? What type of mind constructed the mind of Mr. Booth? Or excuse me, Mr. Roof. Mr. Roof. He, Mr. Roof, has a website in which he is pictured with the apartheid South African flag and the Rhodesia racist flag. Rhodesia is now Zimbabwe, the white minority rule of that region. They named that territory Rhodesia after Cecil Rhodes, another white supremacist, racist, hater of darker people of the earth, but also eugenicists. This is key. Eugenicists, all of those who are in the forefront of creating the mind of white supremacy, are also in the forefront of creating eugenicists. Eugenics. Eugenics is the philosophy that says that not only are black, brown, red, and yellow genetically inferior to the ruling class, ruling families who happen to be Caucasian, and because of our inferiority, eugenics says that we must be exterminated off the planet Earth, and those who are not exterminated must be absolutely controlled. Now, Mr. Roof, did you know that those who adhere to the philosophy of eugenics also desire for you to be exterminated off the planet? Because eugenics also says that poor working class Caucasian people, so-called white people, are inferior genetically to the superiority of the ruling class and ruling families who happen to be Caucasian. The point is, the ruling class and ruling families deem us all genetically inferior. Whether you're black, brown, red, yellow, or white, if you're poor working class, if you and we and I are not the ruling class, then all of us are considered genetically inferior. So, Mr. Roof, those who created your mind, those who created your outlook on society, those who maneuvered you into thinking that black people are your enemy, those who caused you to think and say that black people are raping white women and black people are taking over the country, those who caused you to think this way, Mr. Roof, those who constructed your mind do not have your best interest at heart and have created a system that is destructive to you as well, Mr. Roof. Because poor working class Caucasian people are also considered genetically inferior to the superiority genetically of the ruling class and ruling families. So we want to really understand who is in control of such thinking. And we want to point out the hypocrisy of this system. If Mr. Roof had taken on the military uniform and went overseas to kill a bunch of dark people, how many of us would be upset at that? If Mr. Roof had said, you know, I feel like joining the Israeli army, putting on their military uniform, and killing a bunch of Palestinian Christians and Palestinian Muslims, who would be upset at that? You can see that our system is totally hypocritical. Absolute hypocrisy. Absolute contradictions. Absolute fictitious. Absolute lies. For the very government officials that claim to be upset with Mr. Roof over his act of terror are not upset that America is in Syria and supporting Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and ISIS to kill and destroy Syrian sisters and brothers, and are in Syria supporting Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and ISIS to overthrow the Syrian government, the Assad government. Those government officials and media people are not upset at that, sisters and brothers. Those government officials, including Mr. President and key people in media and politicians, are not upset at Israel destroying Palestinian sisters and brothers day and night, destroying African Hebrew Israelite sisters and brothers day and night, destroying Bedouin Arab sisters and brothers day and night. Israel, having created the largest internment camp ever created in industrialized nations to round up all black people, all Africans of African descent who have fled African nations because of warfare and bloodshed created by Israel, Britain, and America. Israel, Netanyahu, and too many of the rabbis and the government and the politicians in Israel constructing a system in which all African people are to be rounded up, put in internment camps, and kicked out of Israel. Who is upset at that, sisters and brothers? Who constructed that reality? If you look in Greece, the International Monetary Fund, looking to put the screws to the Grecian people, to the people of Greece. The government of Greece is ready to default on loans given to Greece to absolutely enslave the people of Greece. International Monetary Fund putting pressure on Greece, saying pay the loan, knowing that the loan has come with restrictions. Restrict spending on your people. Restrict spending on education. Restrict spending on housing. Restrict spending on the elderly. Restrict spending on the youth. Spend on your military. Destroy and eviscerate the masses of the people. This is what the International Monetary Fund wants: to destroy the people of Greece, the masses, the poor working class, because poor working class international are under threat of destruction. You see, the same mind that created the mind of Mr. Roof has created the mind of American supremacy, so America can go all over and kill and kill and kill. That same mind created the supremacy of France and Britain and etc. And so these militaries can go all over and kill and kill. But the ruling class and ruling families consider themselves absolutely superior. So the system that they have constructed is destructive to poor working class international. The G7 just coalesced and met not long ago. And did you hear I said G7? It used to be G8. The number 8 was Russia. Used to be G7 a long time ago. They decided to add Russia, called it G7 plus 1, which is Russia. Then they said G8 for a while, but now it's back to G7. They pushed Russia out. Why? The argument is over Ukraine. Remember America? The CIA overthrew the government of Ukraine, installed their people in the government of Ukraine, installed Nazi-type thinking, Nazi-type people, people who supported Hitler, Nazis, those who hate black, brown, red, yellow, and hate their own poor working class. These are they whom were put into power by the Obama administration and the government of the United States of North America. And so now, because Russia is upset, Russia is being pushed out of the power construct of Europe. So you have G7, no G8, because now Russia is being maneuvered into being the enemy. And China is being maneuvered to be the enemy. Which reminds me of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You see, the same mind is creating destruction all over the earth. You can't just look at Mr. Roof. You have to pan back and know and see and understand that this mind that created Mr. Roof is the mind that has constructed this whole system of destruction. Trans-Pacific Partnership is similar to NAFTA. And NAFTA was a series of trade agreements that brought destruction to the peasants and the poor and the working class in Mexico. And so the idea is not to be upset at China per se, but the idea is to make sure that China can't exploit the Asian people. And so America, through Trans-Pacific Partnership, are beating China to the punch to exploit the people of Asia and those that surround China. But the point is, it's destruction to the people of Asia, the poor working class masses. The Trans-Pacific Partnership usurps laws on the books that are engendered or that are gendered or created to protect the masses of the poor working class in foreign countries. So Trans-Pacific Partnership gives the power of banks and multinational corporations to overthrow the laws on the books of foreign territory and to be more empowered to exploit the people and exploit the resources. And if a foreign nation were to block American multinationals and say British multinationals and etc. from exploiting the people and exploiting the resources, then the multinationals and the banks are empowered by the Trans-Pacific Partnership to actually sue a foreign nation because of that foreign nation's desire to block the multinationals of America and Britain and etc. from exploiting their people. The same mind that created Roof created this whole system of destruction, sisters and brothers. Can we see that we must deal with the whole system of destruction and empower all poor working class masses and teach all poor working class masses, no matter our color. Who the real, the identity of the real enemy, the real satanic mind that is in control of the ruling class and ruling families to cause all of us to think that we are all of each other's enemy, so that we may kill and destroy one another, and the system remains in place that has caused this destruction and caused this thinking. So we are in need, sisters and brothers, of being born again. We are in need of the African science of born again, virgin birth, immaculate conception. We are scientists now. We have stripped the universe of all flesh. Flesh is mass, matter, material, physical, visible universe. The earth symbolizes the flesh. The earth symbolizes mass, matter, material, physical, visible universe. Our flesh comes from the earth. And so, 2 Corinthians 5 and 16, we used to know man after the flesh. And we used to know Christ after the flesh. But now we no longer know man and woman after the flesh. Neither do we know Christ after the flesh. See, the ruling class and ruling families have us constantly looking at flesh, thinking that flesh is the enemy, but flesh is not the enemy. They have us interpreting the scriptures through the flesh, through the corrupted flesh that has been corrupted by the system, through the corrupted mind that has been corrupted by the system. But Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 and 16 says, no, we come longer than flesh. When you strip the universe of the flesh, you're left with dark water, original matter, the Almighty Father, God of the universe. And you're left with dark spirit, original energy, the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe. You're left with the expanse darkness of the universe, which is greater than the mass matter material universe 10 to 1. And within that construct, 3 to 1 Mother Holy Spirit outnumbers Father, dark water, dark matter. The energy that it takes to move mass matter material is so exponentially greater than the mass matter material, because it takes that much energy to move mass matter material. Well, when you look at the original water, original matter, from whence the physical matter comes from, that original unseen water, matter, and the original spirit, dark spirit, dark energy, the dark energy outnumbers the dark watcher 3 to 1, because it takes that much energy to move matter. And so we see the universe beginning in darkness, beginning in the dark watcher, original matter. And we see the dark spirit, original energy, buttressing the water, the matter, the womb for the water matter to give birth to light. This brother Roof needs this science, and we need this science because we need to give birth to light, and we need to be born again into the light from the darkness. We need to begin the birth process again, and the birth process begins in darkness, and then we are birthed into the light. The firstborn of creation is light, the sun disk, that which is called the Big Bang, is the description of the birth process of light, which took place 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago. That process of the darkness, which is more powerful than the physical 10 to 1, that dark water, original matter, dark spirit, original energy, giving birth to light. That process took place 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago. And then light and sound and heat, after 4.5 billion years ago, goes back into that all-powerful darkness, that all-powerful unseen reality, unseen world, and pulls on the water, pulls on the spirit, mines out of the original dark water, dark matter, mines out of that reality flesh, which is water, transformed and purged and purified. Why? Because when you have that much heat, that much fire, that much light, burning that much water, that much matter, dark water, dark matter, producing all the chemicals, all the minerals, all the resources, every part, parcel, and facet of the universe, you have impurities that come up. Like when you exercise the science of smelting and metallurgy, when you exercise the science of mining out of the earth, the science of purifying metal, purifying elements, using salt-based acidic chemicals, using fire, using a furnace and fire and heat, and using water, and using energy, and using gas, you have the gathering of impurities. And then the fire lifts the impurities, purges and purifies the metal, so that the metal is now cleansed and transformed. Well, as much as we have done that on earth, we know that the original is that great, powerful sun, great, powerful fire, great, powerful light, pulling on the original dark water, dark matter, producing and manufacturing all flesh. But what about the spirit, sisters and brothers? That same sun, that same light, that same fire pulled on the dark spirit, dark energy. And that dark spirit, dark energy coming through fire, you have impurities that gather, and you have the lifting of the impurities and the purging of spirit and the purging of energy and the transformation of spirit and the transformation of energy and the purifying of spirit and the purifying of energy. And now that purified spirit, that purified and transformed and purged spirit and energy is emplaced in the transformed, purified, purged flesh. And now we are in existence after having come through those stages of the universe. So we say to Mr. Roof, and we say to ourselves, that we must be born again, as Jesus Yahushua Christus said in St. John chapter 3, 4, 5, and 6, in order to enter the kingdom of God. And we say, Queendom of God that's in heaven, you must be born again. You must be born of the dark water, dark matter. You must be born again of the dark spirit and dark energy. For that which is born of spirit is spirit. But that which is born of flesh is flesh. This whole system is corrupted flesh. We want the cleansed flesh. We want to face our faults and face our defects and face our sins and be honest with ourselves. And that whole science of the universe is at work within our whole construct, as we are from the original dark spirit energy. Spirit is energy. Energy is spirit. We are from the original dark water, dark matter. This is where our water comes from. This is where our spirit comes from. And then we have the flesh, which is from the earth. But we want that reality from the cleansed and the transformed original reality. So we work that original science within ourselves, and we purge ourselves, and we transform ourselves, and we purify ourselves, and we cleanse ourselves so that we may qualify to be the rulers and leaders in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, which is a change from this system into the system of freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. Let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.